Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Excuse me, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the great big vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. Sounds like I need to clean out the froggies today, which I had not realized till I started speaking. Anyway, so today is Friday, March 29th, 2019 for most of us. And here we're looking at the spring cleaning series. We hope to do that for the next. I kind of started it last week and didn't even realize it really was a series per se. Until got to putting in this one and then went, hey, wait a minute. We're kind of going into that topic and that series part for the next couple of weeks. So that's where we are right now. We're going to talk about trouncing negative thinking. So that's where we are right now. But before we do that, you probably want to know some of the logistics here about this show. The first is that theme song is I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. Vocalist on that, Jillian Clark. Writers, Jillian, Rachel, Grace, and myself. And it is available at TrueTrinity.com. And I'm noticing there's some things going on with sound effects on my new phone, so we're going to just take that out of the system here, hopefully, and make that go away. There we go. Anyway, the greatest part about this for me on this show is when people participate, because it's much nicer to have a conversation than it is to just talk to myself through a phone and echo back and hope that everything comes through the way it should be. So there's a couple ways that you can participate. The first is to go to the chat room at the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio screen, if you have that. It is hesitating on opening again this week, so as soon as I get that open, we will try to take care of that. The other is if you are on Blog Talk, you can Skype in if you're overseas or out of the area, and that would be great through the Skype system. And the other is to call on the old-fashioned and wonderful voice projecting telephone, and that number is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And if you're Skyping or calling in, please press the number 1 so that you can tell me that you're not just listening and that you are indeed wanting to join us on this conversation. Excuse me. So that's kind of, I think, the logistics of this. If you'd like to be a part of the show, if you have a topic, a guest idea, any of that kind of fun stuff, want to sponsor the show, you are welcome to do that simply by sending me an email to Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O. So, you know, if you do enjoy this show, I would request and encourage that you do consider sponsoring us, because, you know, we put out money each month to put these shows out, to hopefully encourage you to live a more purposeful, productive, positive lifestyle. So that's kind of where it is right now on all of that. I enjoy doing that. And at the same time, some sponsorships might help. And we're looking at setting up some other ways to do that as well. On to the topic of the day. Oh, I'm sorry, one other thing. If you listen to the archives of the show or you have some comments that you don't want to leave in the chat box, things that you want to have that are more permanent in the record of Purpose Talk Radio and you have Facebook, I do encourage you to come over to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group and put them in the post specifically for today's show. In that way, we can actually have a conversation once the show is over and continue on to discuss this topic. So that would be greatly appreciated as well. So, as we look at things here, the topic of spring cleaning, a lot of us look at the calendar, we get that urge to clean things out when the calendar says spring, as it did last week for most of us anyway. We do have that thought of like things like graduations and changing jobs and looking at different schools and looking at different projects we can do as the summer comes, and do we have our supplies and all that kind of stuff that's involved in the spring cleaning traditionally. The question occurs that to me that, we have to have, what do we do with our thoughts on all of this? Because, if we're not in the right frame of mind, a lot of times those projects are not going to get done. If we go through, so we might have those supplies, we might have everything ready and think that we're all ready to go, and then discover that in the process of all of this, we just don't feel like it all of a sudden. Forget it, we might come out there and look at our stuff and go, what the heck made me do this? I can't do this. What was I thinking? Those kinds of thoughts are what are going to perhaps hold you back from any of the other projects. When we that way, unfortunately, what tends to happen is that will hold on. That will be it'll hold on to the outcome. There's the words. And we don't really want that, I don't think, at least not most of us. We would rather take those projects and get them done. If we once thought they were good, typically they're going to be good for some reason. And, it would be much nicer if we actually do them and get them done. Some of them are fun. Some of them are not so fun. One of the things we won't go there on that one at this point. One of the things I've talked about before is that I've got to work at my internships, and figuring out where I'm going to go for those. Some folks are maybe looking at what's their college coming up in September, and, we get down to the last minute things as a lot of schools choose April 1st, April 15th as their registration date cutoff for the new semesters. a lot of places look at, that you might rent, do renting from. Look at those kind of dates too, so that they can plan for the next year. And like my place will only let me move out in the summertime. Now, that was not always the case. That's just something they've been able to sneak in and implement in the past few years. So we get our leases, and in fact, I have to mail mine out tomorrow for my renewal, as I say that, to make sure I've got my place for the next year. You know, but we think about those things and like, oh, if I move, how am I going to do that? I'm going to get all that stuff out and, you know, that. Some people want to move just because they can't handle the rules of the place. They say, I'm never going to get to do A, B, and C or whatever. And, you know, the reality is that sometimes all that takes to get along in a place is to change your thinking about it. And in doing so, then you get the opportunity to just get a different perspective on it. You know, to find what you need to be able to get along with that. So, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations post as we speak, if anybody's wondering what the slight delay is here, because I always want to make sure that you have the place to go with that. And of course, Facebook's getting bucky about it, so we'll get away from that. So I have a couple of ways that you can take a look at some things and think of ways to get rid of some of that negative thinking. And I kind of did that this morning looking at a list and, of course, getting to that a little bit. Sometimes it is as simple as writing a list. You know, what kinds of things, and not just, you know, you don't want to reinforce that negative thinking by saying, oh, these are the things I have to get rid of. What I would suggest instead is to think of the ways that you'd like to think. What types of more positive thoughts come into your mind instead. Because what our mind tends to do is that we tend to look at, for some reason, you know, our mind and our body follows that negative stuff more than it does the positive. Anybody ever wondered why that was? I wish there would be some research out there specifically why, you know, the minute there's the negative, that for most people that tends to, our minds tend to jump to that instead of to the good stuff as often. You know, we can say something positive and have to go over and over and over it again in order to get that into our brain for some strange reason. And I've never quite understood that. And so, you know, I'd rather look at the good stuff myself than some of that other stuff. So making a list that says, you know, I want to feel good about my job. I want to consistently want to do the homework I have to do. Getting up for work and going to it every day. So those are some of the things that we could put on that list as ways to change our negative thinking. Now, as part of that also, we want to find ways to love ourselves and enjoy the person we are currently. Some of us look at stuff, my weight's not good. I can't afford good glasses, so, you know, my glasses are ugly, my teeth are crooked, things like that. Well, again, you know, they put that negative thought into your mind, and kind of crushes a lot of those dreams you might have. So instead, we can take a look at ourselves and love ourselves unconditionally. And I admit, this is a tough one for me. This is really a tough one for me. You know, you got to think of this. You're stuck with yourself for the rest of your life. No matter who and what you are, you're stuck with yourself. A lot of the physical attributes we can't change. So we just do need to accept them. A lot of the mental we can. A lot of how we project ourselves verbally to others we can change. If we tend to lose our temper a little too fast, you know, there's some things that work on with anger management. Those kinds of things we can change. You know, so you can look at your life and look at yourself as a blessing or a curse. Sometimes we don't think of all the blessings that we are to ourselves and to others. You know, so that self-love, you know, I'm not saying, you know, you don't want to become egotistical or start things, looking like you're vain or whatever. Just, you know, think of the good things that you have in your life. Think of the those friends that you have around. Ask them. What is the best part of me? Why do you enjoy hanging around me? Can you help me here? I'm struggling today. I need to know something good about myself because it's getting to be a rough day. You know, everybody understands rough days. So they might be willing to tell you on that and give you some pointers. And then take those to heart. A lot of us, when we hear somebody say, oh, I enjoy the way you, the way you hang out with animals. It's just, I know that's very basic, but, you know, they might say that. And then what is our instinct a lot of times when someone gives us a compliment? Oh, that thing. Or, no, and that's just how I am. Or, seriously, take it in. Ingrain that into your thought process. And, yes, that is a great part. Whatever they tell you, that's a great part of you. Then we have the other part of ourselves where, you know, we think about where we messed up. You know, we go back to, I had that friend around and I just didn't hang around with that person enough. And so they're not here anymore, or I forgot their birthday, or you know what? You can have those go away. We, in doing that, you know, that negativity of those thoughts, instead forgive ourselves, forgive anyone that might have been on us that were just not as we'd want them to be. Instead, take a look at that and say, you know, I did the best I could at the time. I did the best I could. And for now, I'm just going to have to accept who I am and what I am and what happened in that relationship. Now, you can go back and apologize to them, too, if you'd like, if you're able. If the person is still around at all. So think about that forgiveness part as well. And in forgiving ourselves, again, you know, it's pretty likely that we're not going to come across exactly that same experience. Again, and if we do, though, maybe we can handle working with it a little differently. And not having that same experience again. Gratitude for who we are, what we are, having gratitude for things around us is a great way to get rid of negative thinking. You know, I think it was Oprah that really started this, but she did make things popular by doing it. And when she started suggesting people create daily gratitude lists. Now, I've found that that's very helpful to a lot of people in 12-step programs as well. They end their days with gratitude lists, gratitude pages, just listing all the things that you are grateful for. And again, in doing that, it's a great way to go to sleep because you're leaving your day with good thoughts at the end. It will probably help you de-stress a bit. It will help you ward off any of these negative dreams you might have otherwise. It will have you looking at some more tangible, positive things in life, typically. And you know, by the way, all of these suggestions are not guarantees for anything. I never guarantee anything. All we do on Purpose Talk Radio is offer some suggestions and ways to make things just a little easier. We hope that somewhere in the process you will be able to find bigger and better things to do with these. If something doesn't work, hey, you know what? Don't do it. If it doesn't resonate with you, pick something else, because the last thing we want to do in offering these suggestions is have you pick up something and then get upset about doing it because it doesn't work for you. You know, we want you to find happy things to do, and that's why we do a list of many things that are possible. You know, pick the ones, as they say in a lot of programs. Take what you want, leave the rest. And that's our biggest suggestion here with Purpose Talk Radio, too. You know, hope in limbo, you can find something that will resonate with you. What else can we give you? So that gratitude, right for 10 minutes and see what comes up. You set a timer. You know, research that can do that with their lives can find themselves more de-stressing and easier, quicker and easily de-stressing. So basically, overall, research shows that people that hang on to that negative energy, I'll reverse that, excuse me, people that hold on to positive energy find themselves with less stress, less sickness, more opportunities. They're actually faced with more positive things in their life because they start to draw those positive experiences to them. you know, we're going to find things that will snowball to the good. We'll probably find that also when we have those more positive thoughts in our mind, the things that do pop up as negative are going to go away faster and will easily be. I caught myself something the other day, and I don't remember exactly what it was. One of my favorite ways to change things around, add the word yet to them. In other words, let's see. I'm trying to think of one. Boy, I can't think of one of the things that I put out there the other day. Isn't that kind of funny? Let's see. I haven't been able to... I know I need to call Mom and Dad. I haven't been able to call them yet today. So, okay. I'll put that out there. And it's amazing that either my mom will call me or I'll just have this time frame and I'm like, okay, so what do I need to do next? And I'll pick up my phone and it's happened times that I've just started dialing the phone. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. I guess let's call Mom now. Here we go. It might seem like kind of a minor thing, but it does work. I haven't been able to get my car washed yet. I haven't been able to get the bedroom cleaned up and rearranged yet. It kind of shifts an attitude again on the thing. You know, I'm saying I got to do it, whether I like it or not. But I'm putting that kind of honest on it so that I think more about what I need to get done. Shifts kind of the background. So, let's see. One of the best ways to get rid of negative energy, as far as I'm concerned, is find something to laugh at. How many of us have stubbed our toe? There we go. It's very simple again. Stubbed our toe, and the first thing we want to do is throw out all kinds of nasty language, and how could I have done that? And boy, I'm just so ridiculous for doing that. I changed the word. You know, that's for most of us, no matter how come out our mouth. If we can stop and breathe for just a second and laughing at the situation and it's done, it's over. There's nothing we can do about it. Just right. Yes, it's going to hurt. And at the same time, it just feels funny and weird, and it kind of gives us this strange tingly feeling that, you know, is actually kind of literally funny. We feel it. If we could think of things that all too often we do that are just ridiculous, because we go into robotic mode. And we just do things out of habit. We say yes to things that maybe we just shouldn't have. We didn't have the time for these. Some of that stuff. It'll lighten your mood in general. It'll, you know, remind us and those around us that we don't have to take seriously. You know, sometimes jokes work. You might have a goofy joke that you can tell in place of hollering and screaming when something gets weird. You can sarcasm, which I try to think of as funny. It's not always, and not everybody thinks it is. But that's okay. It's a way of lightening the situation. Now, if you really want to do something fun, go on to YouTube or any place else that you might like. Look up Baby Laughing on a search. And look through that and find can't help but laugh to. They're out there. There are some that are just, unfortunately, because of copyrights, I can't just play some of those. But go out and look at that. And put it, or, you know, there's a couple that you can download. Maybe it's just constantly laughing. Download that to your computer. And on days when you just, it just seems like it's not going to work, that life is just not on the life's terms that you want it to be, find that video. And laugh with it. Laugh with that baby. Then, and you're going to find that using that, just life again. Life will become lighter, be much easier to handle. And, you know, for me, when I do that, animals are another good one. There's some good videos out there of animals that are just crazy, you know. And if that's your forte or your preference, go ahead and look for some of those. So doing crazy tricks doesn't work. Or people trying to do things, you know. Go out there and they're going to be on the boogie board on the lake or something and not quite hanging on and end up doing a body surf or something. You know, watching the dog that catches the ball and it bounces off their nose. All of those things help make us laugh just a little bit more. And so those are, I think, are some great ideas. If you can't think of anything else to do, go out and help somebody else. If you are in one of those pity party days where you just cannot figure out what to do next, I highly recommend finding someone else to help. Finding someone to do something with. Go to a grocery store and simply, but you could, you know, you can offer to help push someone's groceries out. You know, maybe talk to the store owner and say, you know what, today I really, really need to do this. I'm not here to mess with people. I'm not here to cause any trouble. I just need to help someone. You know, would you allow me to, for 15 minutes, help the next couple people take their groceries to the car? You can watch me, you know, you can see exactly what I'm doing. Would that be okay? So nobody, again, there's too many times that does happen. So you want to be cautious of that. You'll see someone taking their garbage out to the curb. Offer to take it for them. Let's see, what other things, you know, I didn't do. You know, again, I'd love to have you participate. If you got some other ideas for us, you know, please come 205-9074. You know what? I don't think I ever gave the phone number. I just talked about the Skype. So the number is 347-205-9074. You can get an idea of how to use negative thinking. Those of you who work with crystals and oils, you know, there's always some of that professed to help take off the negative thinking. I think there's one called Thieves that's there because that's the reason for that one. What other stuff can we do? Pots and pans. Now, if you got your own house, you can get away with this. Or somewhere, if you're in a building where you can't do it. You know, just make some noise. Stamp your feet. Clap your hands. Make some noise. You can play your favorite music. Ooh, I got one I can do. I've got permission to use a song. I'm going to go find it. Because I know that's something I've got permission for. That just, it's kind of funny and kind of fun at the same time. And we can do all that. We'll have it uploaded. So it will. Appears that we somehow just lost our connection to the show, and hopefully we're back on. And, okay, so in that music that I had mentioned was the last thing, you know, finding music, finding fun things you can do in the process of that. Let's see, what other? Oh, I'll give you one that I did yesterday. How could I possibly not think of this? And that is to go find an animal. Go find an animal you can pet and play with. For some, it's, you know, go watch a worm crawl on the ground. You know, dig a hole, find a worm, watch it back on. Watch it back on. Yes, so we know we're back on. We don't watch. There we go. Go off myself as I just made that crazy mistake, thinking and reading at the same time. You know, watch them crawl. Look at the energy that an ant has when it picks something up. Better yet, though, you know, go find a cat or a dog or a guinea pig or somebody that you can actually pet. Our school tends to bring in something called Healthy Healers, as an H-E-E-L-E-R-S. And they bring them in twice a semester, usually around midterms and then at final exams. And their dogs, one year they brought in a mini pony. And the dogs are just there. And you should see how many staff come into the room just to go pet a dog for a few minutes. And that's it. That's really all they're there for, is to get the energy of the dogs. There was one yesterday. Now, I tend to work in the lounge a lot of times during the day, or days when I'm there. And I make myself a little corner, and there's a couch that I can kind of lay back on, and I turn one, and I put my book bag on there, and stuff so that, you know, my computer doesn't fall off the edge if I turn a wrong way and it'll fall onto the other chair instead and things like that. So I set up this little corner for myself, and I had the little corner yesterday, and they put one of the areas where one of the dogs is going to be around, kind of around me, you know, and said, yeah, I could stay there and that would be fine. And I might be invaded by a dog and that was okay. And you know, the fun part is that, There was a dog yesterday named Zeus, and he is collie. And that was actually the last area that filled in a dog. And Zeus, like, came over by me instantly, did not want to leave. Other people came into the little cubbyhole area, and he just wanted to come stay by me. And, you know, it was kind of fun. He was probably the best dog to land in that area. The other ones, yes, I went over and I pet them too, the other three that were there. And, you know, had a nice little connection with them. You know, there was Murphy, and there was Chloe, and now I can't think of the other one. I will later. And, you know, they were nice dogs too, and I like their energy, and that's what they're there for. But when I went back over to my little cubbyhole, Zeus came right back by me. And it was just fun to have that. You know, as if there was some energy connection between that dog and I. And it was just, it was sweet. It was kind of what I needed while I was doing my other stuff. And so I loved it. I loved having that there. I miss having my animals around. One person said she just has she needed something to greet her at the door. And so she has a fish. Got the fish tank set up right by the door, so that when she gets in to I think she's in the dorms, because I've seen her around some other times, or on the door. She's got a fish tank right by the door, and so she can watch the fish and pay attention to the fish, and you know, and in doing that has something again, one to care about, you know, when she gets home. There's a reason to go home. There's a reason to look at things when she gets home. You know, those are all good things. So pets do some wonderful things for us. By the way, the chat room just opened if you've got to put some comments in there. Yes, it took that long for it to finally work. And that's okay. It's all in its own time when it was supposed to be. I know that. I'm sure of that. So, let's see. So, what other things can we do here? You know, sometimes just screaming at the top of our lungs. Oh, let me rephrase that. Screaming might hurt your voice. Shouting. And what's the difference, right? One is that high pitch. One is that... kind of, you know, and give all the sound effects, and whether it be clenching your fists or whether it be opening your fists and the claws or, you know, whatever. Those kinds of things, too, can really ward off some negative energy. That shout that can... A lot of times when I do that, okay, I'll tell you what happens. I do that and I start laughing because it sounds so ridiculous. So to go back to that laughter, it just sounds ridiculous. And so I go do that. Sometimes just getting some fresh air, going out, getting some exercise, walking will get rid of that negative energy that's hanging out. Especially if I'm feeling just blah and I don't know what to do next. Getting out, walking around the block will clear my head. And it'll give me just something, even though it's really cold, a lot of times all I had to do was go outside just for a minute, take a couple of deep breaths of what's outside, a different air, different situation, move, getting away from it. That helped to do that for me. Sometimes all you got to do is open a window and change the air and the energy. I know what I was talking about just as the phone died for me, the disconnected. Well, some people like various oils, like thieves, because they say that negative energy, again, takes away a lot. And the thieves' oil is one that back in and get rid of it. So that will help break that up. The crystals, the quartz, amethyst, those are good ones to have around. And honestly, for some people that don't necessarily believe in certain crystals or those kinds of things, just having like a... So it seems like for now that those are enough ideas to work with. And, you know, we'll maybe continue this particular topic or find something else to work with. I think, you know, maybe we'll, one of the times we're going to work on is the space. Sprinkling is like, and it's one of my least favorite. So I'll have to work on my energy on that before I bring that. Oh, I had that song, didn't I, that I was talking about, and I wonder where I had it going, if it popped up here or not. It is, and you know what? I'm going to just play this and hope that it works well. Maybe I can go on the phone instead. You know, what we want to do, whatever, is just find something that will help you change whatever is maybe dragging you down at a time. Because we don't want that negative energy to mess with our health. And that's really what does happen. They do say, and... you know, that can very much mess with health, that it can be a reason for people to be sick. Now, that's not something I want to particularly put out there as something you want to dwell on. But a lot of times, if people are not feeling well, if they're feeling down, one of the ways they can fix it. And there went the song. One of the ways they can fix it is to change their attitude, change what's happening for them in their lives. So here, I've got permission to use this song. I have permission to use any of Jana's songs when I want to help you folks be in a better space. And so I'm going to, it is a rap song, I admit that. You can find it's called Hottie, Hottie, by Jana Stanfield. It is a song that when I first heard, I basically said, oh my gosh, really? I don't know about this. This is very different of her style. I kind of actually ended up laughing at it at one point because it was crazy. It was a crazy song, and I didn't know what to do with it. So I'm going to, hopefully this will work for you, and we'll see how this broadcasts, because I'm not sure, the first time I'm trying to do this over the phone and the internet, and not done it before. So, may or may not work on here. Okay, can't load the link, so we'll do it this way. Here we go.
I ain't got nothing but three things to say about that. I am a bitter, so easy to be dead. I am a bitter, first class.
Okay, so I'm going to let you listen to the rest of the song. If you want to find it yourself, it does repeat back into the chorus again. Basically, I love my body. I am a winner. I am dynamite. I'm taking first prize. All those wonderful, awesome words that we can tell ourselves. You can sing it. You can play it. You can read it. There is so much that can be done with that particular song. In and of itself, I encourage you to, find it if you wish, if you resonated with it, if you just need something to tell yourself to try to get rid of those negative words once in a while, you can do that. I'm going to put the link to both that video and the lyrics to it into the Facebook group, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, where it refers to this show. So I'll have that in that post when we get done here. Before I leave for today, I want to give you an affirmation, which we like to do with every show, and that also will be in that chat. You can send me an email if you miss it and don't have Facebook. But I think I am going to do the very simple piece of thinker. I clean out anything that is not mine to think. So I am a positive thinker. I clean out anything that is not mine to think. So that's our affirmation for this week. Having said all of that, folks, again, if you have any more ideas and you'd like to add them to our show, please do come to the group, send email, whatever, to make things a little more fun. I do enjoy having feedback and commentary on the shows. And again, our theme song is I Am Who I Am by Group Trinity, Jillian Clark, Rachel Grace, and myself. There we go. I was going to put us all into one name. Let's see, Jillian Grace Freeman. There you go. No, that's not quite the way that works. As I said, Jillian Clark, Rachel Grace, and myself. Rachel is going to be doing more music of her own, which is absolutely awesome, and I'm thrilled for her, instead of more traditional jobs. So I hope to hear more from her, and maybe we'll pop her on this show when she, a little bit later when she gets some venues and things set up, and have her talk a little bit about that and why that change. Because for a lot of people, music just can't afford them to be a full-time career. And I know a few other musicians that, in fact, I know a lot. They're at the Posse Music Festival right now. A lot of those in Florida, and no, it's not in Florida this year, but they are, yeah, it is. They are, they're making positive music their lifetime. So if you want to hear or see a little bit about that, the Positive Music Association, the Empower Music and Arts on the internet are two ways that you can hear and see some of that music that they're doing. Can you tell music for me is a really big way to change my thinking? You know, I'll write it, I'll listen to it, I'll dance to it, I'll shout to it. It's really, for me, you know, if anyone asks me the one thing that I can use almost every time I'm thinking wrong or I'm in one of those moods, I'll tell them it's music. And these people that I listen to on a fairly regular basis, David Roth, Greg Tamblyn, Janis Stanfield, Megan McDonough, Karen Drucker. I won't even touch, you know, there's so many more. Marcy Brooke, Joy Katzen. There's a slew of them that I have met in person that I have listened to through time, and they are great people. They're great messages. They don't, you know, some might be spiritual without being religious, but you know what? The message in all of them is that we are what we think, that we can change our thinking, that we can change our being, that there is positive stuff to be heard, seen, and witnessed in the world. It was started originally by Sue Riley and Richard McDeasy. They created this group, this organization for positive music, so that it could have its own entity. And it crosses, as you hear, all genre in general. And they're celebrating those that have written some of these great songs over the years. This weekend, they have a festival that is just, it's just amazing. It's a whole weekend of positive music. I wish I could go there again, and I will at some point. I spent 1 year down there about 5 years ago, and it was, no, it's probably longer than that, because it's how long I've known Rachel. I think we're looking at like 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago now. Wow, time flies. And so, you know, in doing all that, it's just amazing what we can do to change our thoughts. So, having said all that, folks, I'm going to play our closing theme song for you. Again, I am who I am. I invite you to, if you want to be a part of this show, have ideas for guests or topics, want to sponsor or be another part, active in some other way, maybe a co-host once in a while, whatever, let me know at cindy@purposetalkradio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com. Again, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com. And until next time we do meet, I wish you all soul blessings, and I thank you for listening.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.